Yes, go ahead.
I appreciate the Lord tonight. I appreciate what's already been said. If you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Starting verse 8, Luke chapter 15 and verse 8, it says, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lost one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she call her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy and the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now I was reading that there, brother Robert, and the Lord touched my heart a little bit on it. Not too long ago, my boy, he brought me a toy, and he said, "Dad," he said, "the track's off," and his little track was off, and I got to looking at it, and we were able to get it fixed, and we got it fixed, and when I handed it back to him, all back together, back where he could play with it, he looked at me with this look, and he looked at me with just a joy in his eyes. He looked at me, and he could play with that toy. He had other toys to play with, but that's the toy at the time he wanted to play with, and it was broke at the time, Brother Keith, and the Lord touched my heart when I was reading that scripture there a while back about... There's some things, Brother Robert, that we don't praise Him enough for. That's the right. Little things in life.
That's right.
Here's a woman, she had 10 pieces of silver and she just lost one. It was just one. Yeah. She had nine That's other right. pieces of silver.
Yeah.
But she took the time. She lit a candle. She made an effort.
That's
she had
right.
to make an effort.
Yes, sir.
And she thought to light a candle and to hunt for that one little piece,
right.
piece of silver. And I got to thinking about how there's little things in our lives. Sister Pat, you testified on Wednesday night about that hand you couldn't find for your board there. And I got to thinking about, to her that was a big deal.
That's right.
And I got to thinking about, to my boy, that was a big deal when I fixed that track.
That's right.
And I got to thinking about the time, over there in the scripture, it talks about calling the Lord Abba Father, Daddy Father. And then I got to thinking a little bit about how we need to be a little more appreciative. I think we need to be a little bit more outspoken about what He's done in our life. Buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, there's things in your life that are important. And I'll tell you what, you can praise the Lord when He does something in your life. And don't let anybody discourage you and say it's not
That's
a big
right.
deal. If it's a big deal to you, it's a big deal to Him. Can I tell you tonight, we're His children. And I appreciate
right.
it. We're His children. And we can go to Him for anything. And I appreciate that tonight. I appreciate that He bends an ear to us.
That's
I appreciate
right.
Him and His faithfulness.
Yes.
But most of all, I just can't help but get off my mind. Here's a woman. She had nine other pieces. I've dropped pennies before on the
yeah.
ground. Brother Robert, or a dime or a nickel or even a quarter sometimes. And I said, I just don't feel like getting it. I just leave it there for the next person. And you all might think I'm crazy. Maybe you don't do it, and that's fine. That's wonderful. But I do it sometimes. I get caught up, and I just don't feel like getting it. Maybe it rolled under a desk or rolled under something. I said, I'll get it later. I don't feel like doing it. I'll leave it for the next one. But here she lit a candle and she sought diligently. And after she found it, it wasn't a private rejoicing, brother.
No,
and she
right.
gathered her friends. She said, "Look what the Lord's done."
Yeah.
She said, "Look
that's
what
right.
He's done. He's let me find my piece of silver."
Yeah,
he's
right.
She gathered her neighbors. She made a big deal over one piece of silver. And I got to thinking about how we live our daily lives and we don't come into the church house
yeah,
and we don't
right.
praise Him for nothing.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
I'm not preaching against nobody because I've been guilty of it, Brother Keith. I appreciate
sure,
you. But I got to thinking, I can guarantee you that if you look, think back, and you think back in so far in the past week, and the Lord, I can guarantee you, has done one thing in your life
sure.
that you can praise Him for.
Sure, sure.
Can I tell you this tonight that He let you get up this morning
yeah,
and you can praise
right.
Him for that.
Amen.
He let you take
yes.
another breath and you can praise Him for that.
Yes.
And I get to thinking, we don't praise Him enough. We don't worship Him enough. And I got to
right.
we make such a... We, if it's not a to talk about it. Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's the little things. Sure. It's the little praises. When my boy looked at me, and there was a feeling come over me when he got so excited that we fixed that toy, and there was just a feeling come over me. Can I tell you, our Heavenly Father, I can guarantee you, He's got feelings, and I can tell you that'll touch Him. And it tells us we should go to Him. And I tell you tonight, I appreciate the Lord for that. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. We can go to Him for the little things. Sure, I appreciate we can praise Him for the little things. Yeah. Buddy, I'm going to tell you that tonight there's things important to you. And don't let anybody discourage you. That's not that big of a deal. You don't need to praise Him. Can I tell you tonight that you can praise Him? You can praise Him just as well as I can.
Sure, you can praise
Him just as well as I can. You can testify Him just as well as I can. And I appreciate Him for that. I appreciate His goodness. Psalm 34, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Right. And can I tell you, that's where it's at. Praising the Lord all the time, in the good times and in the bad times, because even in the bad times, He's there, bro.
That's right.
You said it right. Sure, and when you're in the valley, and the mountains on both sides, He is the lily of the valley.
Sure, that's right.
He is the lily of the valley. And we are praying. Our praise for Him should always be in our mouth. And I appreciate him for that.
Amen.